Good morning, everybody. We'll call Senate Appropriations order, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Bartlett, here. Hanson?
Here.
Greenfield? Dan?
Here.
McCauley?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Sutton?
Here.
Gurley?
Here.
Abraham?
Here. Quorum present. Okay, for those that are interested, we will be holding Senate Bill 143, create South Dakota Achievement Days and to make an appropriation therefore. We will be holding Senate Bill 153, revise certain provisions concerning the South Dakota Railroad Authority and the Railroad Trust Fund and declare emergency. Senate Bill 168, appropriate money for enhancement of secondary career and technical education. Those bills will be held over one more day. I apologize for those that came to testify, but as you know, the process, as we like to think of it, moves rather slowly at times. We will take up House Bill 1089, appropriate money for the Vietnam War Memorial. Just a minute, please. If you'll remember, yesterday I said that we would hold this. I wanted to make sure that we weren't setting a precedent. I looked up for the Korean War Memorial. We appropriated $130,000. This is almost identical language. And I think it's appropriate that we help with this memorial. So I'd entertain a motion. Do pass. Senator Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move do pass on House Bill 1089.
Moved by Senator Schmidt, seconded by Senator Bartling. Do pass. Any discussion on that motion? Senator Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Roger Brooks was here to testify yesterday on the bill, and he sent an email to me, maybe some others too, and he talked, just to follow up what you had said from the numbers that you had, but he said there was a state appropriation of $100,000 and $50,000 respectively for the World War II and the Korean event. It was about $350,000 total. World War II event was $1 million, so this has been done for the past memorials as well.
Yes.
So I appreciate support of the committee on the bill.
Senator Gant.
Mr. Chairman, were you able to find that the World War II memorial was indeed $50,000?
I hadn't, but I do have from 2001 session the bill for the Korean War Memorial, which was $130,000. So we aren't setting a precedent. That was the only thing that I wanted to check. So all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Bartling?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Dan?
Right.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Gurley?
Aye.
Aye. That motion is carried 9-0. I think it's only appropriate that you carry that bill on the floor, Senator Smith. We have before us House Bill 1011, increase the funds that may be expended to construct a student wellness center at South Dakota State University. I know there were some questions asked. They haven't come back from the Board of Regents yet, but I did talk to Mr. Bruner afterwards. As you know, like everything else, it's a dedicated minority that drives the engine. And I talked to Mr. Bruner. I'd ask him why they didn't have an election. And he said that they had checked with several universities, and the closest one was in North Dakota. I believe it was University of North Dakota, had the same project or a like project, and they did a student vote, and he said it's something like 16% of the students voted. And they felt that they'd be wasting time and money and that's why they went, put out the survey that they did. And as you know, the Student Congress has representatives from every college, like the College of Engineering, the College of Nursing, the College of Agriculture, and like I say, it was a dedicated minority that did the work and the legwork and the sweat. And whether we like it or not, I believe that they did what we asked them to do. We asked our young people to get involved, make decisions, and that's what they did. So it's up to the committee. Senator Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to pass on House Bill 1011.
Second.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Erling.
I guess I don't want to do a substitute motion, but I made a note that I asked for membership fees and I asked for the student fees versus bond payments, and I asked for some financial information here. So we've not received anything, and I would want to see that. So, you know, if that being the case, I'd have a substitute motion defer to the 36th day if that's what we're going to do of it. I would hope that we'd wait for the information.
And I apologize for that, Senator Early. I was gone when you made those requests. Senator Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I appreciate that. I know where you come from on that. And I would like to see that information as well. But, you know, I think we get to a point in time in the committee process where, you know, I guess if we wanted to hold it over another day or get it, we could. But I would assure you that I would get that information. You know, I know the students have worked long and hard. This has been a project on the campus at South Dakota State. It's been ongoing for a long, long time. When I was in Rapid City, I participated in the YMCA issue. We don't have a YMCA there. And, you know, with 11,000 kids and growing, and being a member of the Wellness Center as a former student and faculty member at State, I think this is something that, you know, the campus really needs, and it gives the students ownership in the campus, which I think is very important. Over the years when I came back to State, mentioned in previous testimony, worked with our four-star graduate, General William DePielen, got the building, ROTC Army, named after him. And you have ownership in the process that way. So, I mean, I'll get those numbers for you, Senator Early. And, you know, I think, you know, the issue, you know, we should just vote on it and move on, but I'll be sure to get the information that you want.
Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're in no rush, right? I mean, this is a House bill. It doesn't have to be passed by this Friday. Yes. So, I mean, if we deferred it till next week, Monday or whatever.
I would ask as a courtesy to Senator Early that you withdraw your motion and you withdraw your second, Senator Hansen, if you would, and to allow that information to come forward. Would you mind, Senator Schmidt?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whether the information is going to tell us anything different, I don't know. But on the other hand, I think that when we ask for it, we should wait for it. Otherwise, you know, they'll get the misgiven impression, well, they want to have given the information anyway because it didn't make any difference. So, thank you.
Who did you ask for that information from? Dr. Rieger?
Dr. Rieger.
Dr. Rieger. Is there any other business come before the committee? Do we have any minutes? Okay. Senator Bartling. The third, and I'll incite in the third to you, please. Senator Minutes and Senator Greenfield, the sixth, please. Okay, thank you very much. Anything bring before the committee? Seeing none, moved by Senator Bartling, second by Senator Napoli to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
We are adjourned.